A word for you from 1 Timothy 6 verse 9. People who want to become rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Why should Paul have to warn Timothy and through him the church? It is because greed is a source of many a sin, all sorts of things. Last time I quoted that some men of God have said that greed is a way of turning everything that's gold into dross. Greed turns love into lust, leisure into sloth, hunger into gluttony, honor into pride, righteous indignation into anger, and admiration into envy. At the end of the Ten Commandments, God says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife," and then goes on to say, "or covet your neighbor's house or land, etc., even his ox." The desire for more, the greed that is in the fallen heart, and if it's not dealt with by the blood of Jesus and then filled with the Holy Spirit, greed will become your God. Now, the specific type of greed that Paul warns Timothy about is money. He goes on to say in the next verse, "For the love of money is at the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith, pierced themselves with many griefs." In other words, you're never content. Have you found your contentment in God? Has Jesus become satisfying to your soul to such an extent that you're able to be contented with everything that God provides for you because He is your provider? That does not mean that you're unconcerned about the reasonable things in this world. It doesn't mean that you've got to drive an old, broken car. You've got to be in a hovel, in a shack. No, as long as these things don't become your love. It's not money that's the problem. Paul makes it clear. It is the love of money. Greed is at the source of all these different types of sins. We usually say pride is, and pride is indeed, but pride is just an outworking of the greedy heart. You are greedy for acknowledgement. Jesus says the Pharisees love to be greeted. They want to stand on street corners. They want the best seats. Have you dealt with greed in your life?